Radio Business Report. Radio News.
Good morning. Bob DiCarlo here with your midweek edition of the RBR e-paper for this August the 18th. Infinity signs a multi-year deal with Arbitron. We've got the details on that big story and more. So sit back, scroll down, read, learn, and make money, period, as we get down to business.
RBR Radio News.
We knew the stalemate couldn't last too long. Infinity has signed a new multi-year deal with Arbitron. RBR hears Arbitron brought a better offer to the table that Infinity decided was fair. We had speculated the hard posturing over the past weeks from Infinity may have been a bluff and wouldn't last a quarter. However, we also hear Infinity's deal with Media Audit to form a new radio ratings entity is still on. More details in today's RBR. The New York Times speculates that a Texan running for Congress, Becky Amendariz Klein, may get the nod for the next FCC chairman should President George W. Bush get reelected. Why? She served as a senior policy advisor when W. was governor of Texas. According to Federal Election Commission filings, her campaign donations have come from executives, lawyers, Washington lobbyists, and political action committees of the biggest telecommunications and utility companies. Take the money and run is the normal mantra for the seller of any going concern, broadcasting or otherwise. In the case of WBIX-AM in Boston, however, the seller has guaranteed to be a good customer for at least 12 months. Huh? Read on in today's RBR.
RBR, Ad Biz.
According to preliminary figures released by Nielsen Monitor Plus, U.S. ad spending for the first half 2004 rose 6.4% over the same period last year due to gains across major media. Political spending, combined with an increase from traditional advertisers, helped fuel spending for the first 6 months of the year. The automotive category saw the largest dollar increase. Over in television with our RBR sister morning e-paper TVBR,
TV News.
Here is what's happening. Until the ownership rules are finally resolved, television station sales activity will continue to be weak. So says BIA Financial Network VP Mark Fratrick. The sale of WTBU-TV in Indianapolis is a trade-off between non-coms. It's going from Butler University to Indianapolis Community Television. And in the 6 months it has been in business, Salt Lake-based U.S. Digital Television and over-the-air pay TV service has gained more than 8,000 subscribers. Get full details on these stories in today's TVBR. And finally, real executive star material is next to impossible to discover. So if you are searching for a radio pro, call Kathy Carnegie at RBR. She'll show you how simple and effective it is to place your career opening with RBR and TVBR. And our creative people will put together a top-notch audio presentation for you. Use today's internet capabilities to the fullest. Call Kathy today. I'm Bob DiCarlo, and that's the midweek edition of the RBR Daily E-Paper. You have yourself a terrific day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Radio Business Report. First, fast, accurate, and independently owned.